Good afternoon. We've got the section that's almost out of the sun, and then we've got those in the woods. Well, actually, it worked out. I think Mr. Myers got the sun out of my eyes a little bit. Either that or I'm a little bit shorter, one of the two. But this is fun. There are things in life that we find just plain and simply work. By living and working with it, we come to know that it works for us and when we need it to. These are things that have been tried and tested, and no one is going to be able to change our mind about these things because in the deepest of our hearts, we know that they work. Maybe it's those craftsman tools that you have in your garage that you've used and abused, but you know what? They continue to work for you, don't they? Or maybe it's that Singer sewing machine that just never breaks down and you can always depend on it. Maybe it's that Vitamix blender that you think you could run a broomstick through and it would still just keep on blending. Or that Ford Mustang that just is that beauty in the driveway that just never breaks down on you, right? Well, most of the time it doesn't when you care for it and you take good care of it, except for that one time you were on the highway and yeah, sorry, Dan. What about the spiritual things? We have tried and tested, and we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they work. Maybe it's the Sabbath, what we're here today celebrating. We've tried it. We've tested it. It works. Maybe it's being a Christian. Maybe it's being kind to others. Things that we have tried and tested, and we realize they work. What about for our kids? Always telling the truth. It works. These are things that have been tried and tested in our lives. They are things that we tell other people about to encourage them on God's way. These are things that we teach our children. Things that you practice in your own life. As much as we can sit here right now and see that the trees around us are green, the sky is blue, and sitting in the shade is much better than sitting in the sun, we know that this way works. There's a verse that is going to be the core of today's message, and it's found in John 14, verse 6. John 14, and verse 6. And Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus here is speaking about how he is the mediator of the new covenant and that only through him can we have a relationship with God the Father. I'd like to look deeper at the first part of the verse and separate the three sections out and look at each section one by one, the ways that Christ used, the words he used to describe himself as we consider that this way works. So let's look at how this way works as we focus on the way, the truth, and the life. Let's flip back to John, verse 6. John 6, verse 68. The disciples had an opportunity here to see Christ's work firsthand. And them being there, they were eyewitnesses to how God's way works. At one time, Christ had many more disciples than the 12. But during a moment of teaching, they became stuck on what they called a hard saying. And their belief was lacking. Their belief was lacking to such a degree that many no longer followed him. At that moment, Christ turned to the 12 still with him and asked if they would leave as well. But Peter replied here in John 6, verse 68, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." The disciples that remained saw that there was something true in Christ and his teachings. Their faith was building, and they were seeing that this way works. So now let's look at the first point of John 14, verse 6, and consider how Christ is the way. We read Peter's word just a moment ago, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Peter was affirming that his allegiance was with Christ, and in a way he was saying, "Lord, what other road will we take? You are the one leading the way." Barnes notes adds in speaking of Christ, he was the leader in the road. the guide to the wandering, the teacher of the ignorant, and the example of all. Through Christ, we have the mode and the means of following the correct path in life. The Father, through Christ, has established the way in which we should go, and so we follow the footsteps of Christ to the best of our abilities. You can put in your notes 1 Peter 2, verse 21. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. The way to happiness, peace, joy, they all start with God. The image I have in my mind of the way is if we were to all stand up here and follow a guide through the woods. Maybe there's a path going through the woods, and this guide is going to lead us. And we trust and we assume that this person is qualified to go and to lead, and that they know the destination, and they know where it leads to, and they know to watch out for the stream that's there because the bridge is broken. That's a true story. They know the way, and we put our trust because we assume that they are going to be our guide. But with Christ, there is no need to assume, because we have already gone out on faith and have been following him on the way. We have seen firsthand his guidance in our lives, and that the teachings of God are true. We know that this way works. The second part of John 14, verse 6 says that Christ is the truth. As we have walked through life, we have found that which is true. Truth is a representation of things as they really are. All through Christ's examples, we are shown what is true. There is no deception in Jesus, no counterfeit, no sleight of hand. From cover to cover of the Word of God, we have the truth preserved and recorded for us. All that we have recorded for us was the way that things were. Everything done in the life of Christ was true. And that which he gave us in words and teachings, these have been practiced in our lives as being true. And so we build our lives on these teachings. We live them because we know beyond a shadow of a doubt this way works. And truth is not just about knowing, but it's also about doing. This truth must be applied to our lives. Our foundations are truly built on this truth. Imagine for a moment if we were to build a house out in this yard or over in that field. We may walk over there and hire an engineer to come with us, and they may look at the ground and say, yeah, this looks like a pretty good place to build. And we may trust them and their word. But what if that engineer said, you know what, I can dig down in the dirt. I'll take a core sample. I'll see what's underneath there. And in doing so, we now know the truth of that ground that we're about to build our foundation on. And we'll decide, should we build or should we not? There's a quote attributed to D.L. Moody, and it goes, "The best way to show that a stick is crooked is not to argue about it or to spend time denouncing it, but to lay a straight stick alongside it." So I've got my crooked stick. It's another benefit to being out in the outdoors today. We could sit here and we could discuss how it's crooked, why it's crooked, but as the quote says, if you hold a straight stick up to it, it's obvious that it's crooked. There is no need to argue or to discuss which one's straight and which one's crooked. We can take the straight edge of God's word and hold it alongside the waves of the world around us. And when we do this against the world, led by Satan's influence, we see just how crooked the ways of the world are. And as with a straight stick, we see how just straight and true that God's ways are. It's through this truth that we know that this way works. The third part of John 14, verse 6 says that Christ is the life. Let's turn to at the beginning of John to John 1. John 1, and we'll read verses 1 through 4. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Jesus Christ is declared to be life because he is the source of all physical life. He is also the only way to eternal life, forever with him and God the Father. We can flip forward a couple of chapters to John 6, verse 54, and read what that hard saying that I referenced earlier that the disciples were having a tough time with. John 6, verse 54. Whoever eats, and this is Christ speaking, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day. For you and me, this is our source of spiritual life today with Christ in us. There is no other way to life but through God. He created and continues to create life. He sustains life today, and he has established a plan and a way to eternal life for the future. There is no other source or provider of life than through God the Father and his Son. We know that this way works because we have found that we can have a rich and full life by living God's way. And it's this belief that real life comes from God that energizes us to go forward with a new mind and a new life in God. We get up daily desiring that our lives be guided by the Holy Spirit living inside us. This is both real life for today and forever with God. The last scripture, let's turn to Matthew 7. Matthew 7, verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. We have tried and tested the teachings of God, and we have found that his way works. So we find encouragement in the narrow gate, and we say thank you to God for showing us this path in our lives. And why are we thankful? Because this way works.